Australia's first guide to growing urban forests is being launched in Melbourne today. Backed by the city's council and the Victorian government, it's part of a campaign to increase Australia's urban green space by 20% by 2020. Samantha Donovan reports.
Just a few kilometres from Melbourne's CBD, an urban forest has been planted on the site of the old Royal Children's Hospital. Aaron Wood is a Melbourne City Councillor.
There's a 1,000 new trees that have been planted, an adventure nature-based playground for kids. And this is really the urban forest in action. It's a clear example of it.
Traffic is racing by just metres away from us, but so many birds you can hear.
Yeah, look, that's the great thing about the urban forest strategy is, you know, you plant 3,000 trees a year, which is our target in the city of Melbourne. That's great for cooling the city, it's great for health, it's great for well-being, it's great for amenity for people, but it also brings back biodiversity and ecology into the city. It makes the city return to a living ecosystem, and I think that's one of the really great co-benefits of this strategy.
The trees are planted quite closely together. You said a forest setting. Is this what it's all about? Not sort of a more ornamental planting, but planting the trees very close together?
Well, I think one of the things about a healthy urban forest, and that's, you know, what today's all about, is we have learnt a lot about what makes the forest more resilient, and that's the key. So some of these more dense forest plantings will make the trees more resilient, but that being said, a lot of our trees are still in streetscape, so we're learning all the time about how to make the urban forest much more resilient.
Well, how do you get local ratepayers on board?
And we actually go out into each of the suburbs in the city of Melbourne and spend a whole day working with our residents as to what trees they want to see planted in their street. So we literally have mapped the 77,000 trees that we manage. Every single one of them appears on the urban forest visual. Residents can actually click on each of those trees. They can see the useful life expectancy, they can see the species, and they can even email a tree. So that ownership's really important.
And that's Melbourne City Councillor Aaron Wood speaking with Samantha Donovan.